在患难的时候为什么隐藏？
Psalm number 10 verse 1. Why do you stand afar off, O Lord? Why do you hide in times of trouble?
这是作诗的人他心中的话。
This is coming from the heart of the psalmist.
他觉得神向他隐藏，他觉得神站在远处。
He feels that God is standing afar off and God is hiding.
他知道神看见了但是神好像只是在看，没有什么作为。
He realized that God has seen what's happening to him, but God is not taking any action.
在这里，这个作诗的人他也清楚地说，他是在患难当中。
This psalmist also realized that he is in trouble.
在我们生活当中有时候我们也会有同样的感觉。
Sometimes we feel the same way in our life.
因为我们也是在患难的当中。
We feel like we are in trouble.
那可能是我们的病痛。
Perhaps because we're sick.
那可能是我们的遭遇。
Perhaps we're encountering some difficulties.
我们比如说我们这个失去了工作。
For example, we may have lost our job.
可能我们遭受到这个不公平的对待。
We may have been treated unfairly.
我们可能遭遇到我们觉得无能为力的事情。
Or maybe we are in a situation where we feel helpless.
在这样的情况之下，我们总是希望得到那个最有力量的帮助。
Whatever the situation may be, in a troubled time, we hope to receive some help.
那我们相信神所以我们也知道那最大的力量的来源就是来自于神。
And because we believe in God, we understand that the greatest source of strength and help is God.
但是在眼前，在当下，我们怎么好像没有看到神的恩典，神的能力。
But the question is, even though God exists, why is it that we do not see God's help and his power?
所以我们就会问说，神你为什么站在远处？
Therefore, we can't help but to ask this question, God, why do you stand afar off?
这是一个历代以来每一个拜神的人可能都曾经会有的一个心理的话。
Perhaps every person who worship God may have asked this very question from their hearts.
所以有人说所谓的苦难它是一个奥秘。
So some people say that suffering is a mystery.
对奥秘我们总是会问说为什么。
We tend to ask the question why when we encounter a mystery.
那我们尝试着从圣经里头很多的例子我们来看为什么会有苦难。
And so through the Bible, we find many examples as to why people have to go through suffering.
我们请看耶伯记二十三章。
Let's first look at Job chapter 23.
耶伯记二十三章第八节。
Job chapter 23 verse 8。
第八节，只是我往前行，他不在那里；往后退，也不能见他。
Job chapter 23 verse 8. Look, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him.
第九节，他在左边行事，我却不能看见；在右边隐藏，我也不能看见他。
Verse 9. When he works on the left hand, I cannot behold him.When he turns to the right hand, I cannot see him.
我们都可能有过在等一个重要的一个很要紧的人物。
Perhaps we have the experience of waiting for somebody important.
比如说有一个会议是某一个人他要主持。
For example, you are attending a meeting where an important person is to be present.
时间到了，这个人还没有出现。
And when the time is here and the person hasn't shown up yet.
那你是一个联络人。
And you are the coordinator.
你一定很着急的打电话尝试着各种方法要联络上这一个人。
You must feel rather anxious. You may be making some phone calls trying to reach this person.
你可能站在马路上往远方一直的眺望，他的车子来了没有
？Maybe you will stand by the street looking down, hoping to see his car.
神是我们生活当中最重要的，最重要的。
Well, God is the most important person in our life.
在这里耶伯，他就是这个情形。这样也没有看到神，那样也没有看到神。
Here we see that Job is seeking God everywhere, but he could not find him.
那耶伯也是在苦难的当中。
Job, as we know, obviously was going through some suffering.
为什么已经在苦难了，却又偏偏 好像看不到神。
Why is it a person cannot find God even though they're in a, suffering?
好，第一个啊，这个苦难常常有神美好的意思在里头。
First, the reason is because God may have His good will in our suffering.
请看以赛亚书五十五章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 55.
以赛亚书五十五章第八节。
Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8。
第八节，主说：“我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。”
Verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord.
这个是旧约八百六十七页第九节：“天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。”
Verse 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
我们必须承认我们人真的是很有限的。
We must admit that as humans, we are very limited.
我们人是生活在时间空间里头。
We're bound by the constraint of time and space.
我们现在人在这里，我们不晓得我们家里有什么事情。
When we are sitting here right now, we have no idea what's happening in our home.
我们在这里，我们不晓得故乡里头的那些亲戚朋友，他们现在正在做什么。
By sitting here in the chapel, we do not know for sure what our relatives and friends are doing outside of the chapel.
所以我们人是很有限的，我们人在时间空间里头。
So as humans, we're very limited because we're bound by space and time.
所以这里神说我的意念我的道路是高过你们。
But here God says, my ways and my thoughts are higher than yours.
所以这个我们遭受到苦难的事情有时候里头是有神，他高过我们意念的一些美好的用意在里头。
Therefore, sometimes, our suffering may contain God's thoughts and His ways, which are higher than what we can comprehend.
常常当事情经过了，我们回头看我们。才真正的明白，是的，是这样子。
And often we will only realize God's good will after we have undergone the entire suffering.
所以在这个过程里头呢，我们可能有很多的挣扎。
So in the process of suffering, while we're going through suffering, we may have a lot of struggles.
在这个过程里头，我们有很多的疑问。
We may have a lot of questions.
甚至在这个过程里头，我们有很多的。
And in fact, we might even have some complaints while we're undergoing through suffering.
那在这个过程里头，最好的呢，就是安静的等候神。
So I would suggest that the best way to deal with suffering is to be quiet and wait for God.
这个很难做到，但是的确也有人做到了。
This is difficult to do, but yet it can be accomplished.
我们也常常勉励自己说，别人做得到的，为什么我们做不到
？Often we would say, well, if he could do it, then I can do it.
一样都是人相信我们也可以做得到。
If he's a human, I am too, and therefore I can do the same thing.
那圣经里头约瑟就是这样的一个人物。
If we look at the Bible, we'll find that Joseph is such a person.
这是一个圣经里头大的人物也是我们所熟悉的人物。
Joseph is a very famous character in the Bible, someone whom we're very familiar with.
因为他实在是一个很好的模范，所以我们实在是很愿意一次再一次的将他提起来提醒我们。
Because he has set such great examples, we often talk about him.
我们请看创世纪五十章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 50.
创世纪五十章二十节。
Genesis chapter 50 verse 20.
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
Genesis chapter 50 verse 20. But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is today to save many people alive.
约瑟在这里说到，过去我所遭遇的这些不公平的事情、苦难的事情，原来是神美好的旨意。
Joseph here says that all the suffering and unfair treatment that I have experienced in the past is because God has a good will.
当我们来到了终点，来到了结果，我们都能够说这样的话，神的旨意是美好的。
When we reach our final destination and when we reach the end, we will be able to see that God is good and He has good will.
那我们实在很值得我们去学习的就是 在这个过程里头，约瑟他的一些反应。
But what we need to learn is how Joseph respond to his suffering in the process.
在圣经的记载里头我们应该是看不到约瑟的那种不满或者是埋怨。
According to the recording in the Bible, we cannot find a single evidence that Joseph was complaining or was unhappy about his situation.
如果有的话，就是他怎么来起他两个儿子的名字。
If there's anything at all, it could be found only in the names of his two sons.
好，我们请看创世纪四十一章。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 41.
四十一章说，约瑟给长子起名叫马拉西，就是忘了的意思。四十一章五十一节。
This is in chapter 41, verse 51.Verse 51, Joseph called the name of his firstborn Manasseh, which means God has made me forget all my toil and and all my father's house.
有时候我们说我忘了，其实是记得更清楚。
Often when we say we forget something, it shows that we're actually remembering something.
所以如果约瑟有什么比较负面的话，我想这是唯一的他还是记得他的受苦。
Perhaps the only thing negative about Joseph is the fact that he continues to remember his suffering.
他还是没有办法忘掉他的受苦。
It was difficult for him to completely forget all the toils he has gone through.
但是受苦这是一个事实。
But the fact is that he has suffered and toiled.
那除了这个之外，我们实在没有办法。应该看不到他有什么埋怨的地方。
Apart from this, we cannot find any biblical reference that he complained against God.
那他的遭遇啊，真的是好像神没有在跟他同在。
It seems that God was not with Joseph when he was going through his suffering.
当他的兄弟陷害他的时候，他真的就被卖了。
When his brothers intended to get rid of him, they were successful in selling him away.
神并没有出面阻止他的弟兄这样，他的哥哥这样做。
God did not interfere and stop his brothers from doing him harm.
神也没有让约瑟没有办法找到他的哥哥们。
And God did not stop Joseph from meeting up with his brothers.
他如果没有找到哥哥们，他也不会被哥哥们陷害。
If God wanted to protect him, he just had to redirect Joseph somewhere else, and his brother would not have had the opportunity.
神应该有能力让约瑟找不到他的哥哥们。
I'm sure God has the power to stop this incident.
但是神并没有这样做。
But God did not do so.
约瑟在他主人的家里他是做得那么的好。
Joseph was very successful in his master's house.
圣经说，因为神跟约瑟同在。
The Bible says it was because God was with him.
那约瑟是一个圣洁的人。
Joseph was a holy person.
所以他很努力的工作。
Therefore, he worked hard.
结果他被他的女主人陷害了。
But yet he was accused by his mistress.
神也没有救他，就这样让他被陷害。
But God did not deliver him, but he was thrown in prison.
所以他被下到监牢里。
He was jailed.
虽然在监牢里头，他这个管监牢的人对待他约瑟很好。
Again, we find it in the Bible that the jailer find favor in Joseph.
那我想我们没有一个人是愿意继续一直的待在监牢里。
The jailer favored Joseph and treated him well, and I'm sure none of us wanted to be imprisoned.
我们都希望我们能够早一天的离开这个监牢。
We all wish that we could get out of prison quickly.
看起来约瑟又有一个机会，他可以离开监牢。
So it appears that Joseph had an opportunity to get out.
因为有一个人得了约瑟的恩典，他可以替约瑟在王的面前。来说情。
There's a person who received some favors from Joseph, and he had the opportunity to advise the king to release Joseph.
但是这个人却没有这样子做。
But this person did not keep his promise.
就一路上看起来神好像 一直让约瑟在受苦。
So along the way, it seems like God came short of helping Joseph.
哦，但是我们也看到，如果没有这一切的事情，怎么会有那个那么美好的结局？
But knowing how the story ends, we know that unless he had gone through all these trials and sufferings, he could not have become what he became.
哦，所以要紧的是我们坚持的。我们敬畏神。
So what is important for us is that we persist in our faith.
那走在对的道路上面，我们相信最后对的事情一定是跟着我们。
If we continue to do what is right, then we believe that righteousness will continue to follow us.
我们再来看另外一个例子，历代志下三十二章。
Let's look at another examples in the Bible, Second Chronicles.
历代志下三十二章。
Verse 32, Second Chronicles, chapter 32.
三十二章旧约圣经五百七十五页，历代志下三十二章二十四节。
Second Chronicles, chapter 32, verse 24.
二十四节，那时西基家病得要死，就祷告神，神应允他，赐给他一个兆头。
In those days, Hezekiah was sick and near death, and he prayed to the Lord, and he spoke to him and gave him a sign.
二十五节，西基家却没有照他所蒙的恩报答主，因为他心里骄傲，所以愤怒要临到他和犹大并耶路撒冷。
Verse 25, but Hezekiah did not repay according to the favor shown him.For his heart was lifted up, therefore wrath was looming over him and over Judah and Jerusalem.
这个西西家王也是一个蒙神所爱的一个王。
King Hezekiah was one that found favor in God.
那神在他的生活当中有很大的恩典，很大的作为。
And God did miraculous things in his life.
甚至神要先知去跟他讲你把你的事情你交代你的后事把你的家弄得有秩序因为你要死了。
In fact, God loved him so much that God sent a prophet and told him to put his household in order because he was about to die.
但是西西家他却觉得说他还不想死，他还想继续活下去。
However, King Hezekiah was not ready to go. He wanted to keep living.
所以他就求神了。
So he asked God.
所以神也应允了他的祈求。
He asked God to extend his life, and God agreed.
那我们用从人的角度来看。
From a human's perspective.
西西家他又活了十五年。
We can see that King Hezekiah lived another 15 years.
但是他多活的这个十五年对他对整个国家来讲。实在是没有带来好处。
But the 15 additional years that he lived did not bring himself or his country any good.
因为在二十五节说，因他心里骄傲，所以愤怒要临到他和犹大并耶路撒冷。
In verse 25, we see that his heart became proud, and therefore wrath was looming over him and over his country, Judah.
有时候我们说一朵花在最漂亮的时候把它摘下来，把它插在花瓶里头是最美可以做观赏。
And sometimes we say we should cut down a flower when it's most beautiful, so we could enjoy the beautiful flower.
不要等花要凋谢了，你才把它剪下来，要插在花瓶里。
Don't wait until the flower is about to wither before you cut it down.
如果说这西西家王他就顺服神他就在神要他走的时候。
If King Hezekiah had obeyed God and leave this world when it was his time,
那么在他的整个人生里头就没有后半段的这一个遗憾。
So then the tragedy in the latter part of his life would not have occurred.
所以我们相信，我们敬畏神，那么在我们生活上，我们的遭我们的遭遇它都是需要的，而且是有意义的。
If we believe God and trust Him, then we'll know that whatever happens in our life could be beneficial and meaningful to us.
因为常常背后隐含着 神更美好啊，神美好的旨意在里头。
Because what's behind our encounter every day is God's good will.
啊，就是神其实是要让我们领受那个更大、更完美的啊的益处。
God wants us to bless us even more, and so that all the goods will be beneficial to us.
啊，为什么有时候我们会面对着一些的苦难？
Why is it sometimes we encounter and face suffering?
啊，第二个啊，是神为了来锻炼我们的灵性。
The second reason is because God wants to train our faith.
请看彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第一章第六节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 6.
新约三百三十五页，彼得前书第一章第六节。
First Peter chapter one verse six.
啊，因此你们是大有喜乐啊，但如今在百般的试炼中，暂时忧愁。
Verse six. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials.
第七节，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵。可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得到称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Verse 7, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
靠着神的恩惠，啊，我们蒙他拣选，我们恢复了神儿女的身份。
Through God's grace and mercy, we have restored our sonship toward Jesus.
啊，靠着主耶稣的宝血啊，我们能够被称义了。
Through the blood of Jesus Christ, we may be justified again.
啊，但是我们都最清楚我们自己。
But we know ourselves very well.
啊，我们实在常常不是真的那么的好，那么的完美。
The fact is, we are not all that great and all that perfect.
啊，那我们。也相信将来我们所要承受的，啊，是天上的产业。
At the same time, we believe that what we will inherit in the future, is the heavenly kingdom.
啊，将来我们要跟主耶稣一起在他那完美的国度里头。
We believe that we have the opportunity in the future to be with God in His heavenly kingdom.
啊，一个不完美、不完全的人，如何去承受这个完美的地方？
But how can the imperfect man?Be part of this perfect heaven.
啊，所以我们仍然是需要靠着神的怜悯跟恩典。
The only way it is possible is by relying on the mercy of God.
哦，那在我们人生的过程里头，神也要来帮助我们，越来越好，越完全。
So throughout our lifetime on earth, it is God's will to train us and to help us become more perfect.
哦，那其中的一个方法呢，就是让我们落入这个试炼里头。
And one of the ways that God can train us to be more perfect is by putting us in trials.
啊，在彼得那一个时代啊，这个信耶稣是要面对很大的啊很大的挑战啊，要面临很大的逼迫。
During the time of Peter, if a person chooses to be a Christian, he must face much persecution and much suffering.
啊，那在这里彼得是说。啊，我们是大有喜乐的。
But here Peter says that we greatly rejoice in this.
哦，第七节说为什么呢
？Verse 7 tells us why.
哦，因为我们就比那个啊所谓的火炼的金子呢啊还要宝贵，还要纯。
Because after going through the trial, we become even more precious than gold that has been tested by fire.
哦，让我们更清楚的哈，更有。啊，更肯定的知道，是的，我是要承受将来那永远荣耀的产业。
After going through the trial, we are even more sure and confident that we will one day inherit this heavenly treasure.
啊，因为我是经过苦难、经过试炼的。
Because I have successfully gone through this trial.
啊，在圣经里头啊，很多的例子都让我们看到，当人经过试炼之后，是的，他变得。更完全了。
There are many examples in the Bible we could find a person becomes more perfect after they've gone through trials.
好，我们请看《生命记》第八章。
Let's refer to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
啊，神对人的锻炼有时候是个人的，有时候是整体的。
Sometimes the training of God comes upon an individual. Sometimes it comes upon an entire group of His people.
请看《生命记》第八章哈，在旧约227页八章第二节。
Let's refer to Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 2.
第二节，你也要纪念主你的神，在旷野引导你这四十年，是要苦练你、试验你，要知道你心内如何肯守他的诫命不肯。
Verse 2, and you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and to test you and to know that and to know what was in your heart, whether you will keep His commandments or not.
第三节，他苦念你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠主口里所出一切的话。
Verse 3, so he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna which you did not know, nor did your father know, that he might make you know that a man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord.
第四节，这四十年你的衣服没有穿破，你的脚也没有肿。
Verse 4, your garments did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years.
我们知道，以色列人他们要进入神所应许流奶与蜜之地。
We know that the Israelites had the promise to enter into the land flowing with milk and honey.
今天你如果是公司的老板，
Today, if you're a boss of a company,
当你要雇用人的时候，你一定有你要雇用的条件。
You will have some qualification before you hire somebody.
有时候你雇用进来了，你还会派他去接受一些训练，达到你所要求的标准。
After a new hire enters in your company, you might send them to even more training so that they could reach the skills and the qualification required.
我们可以用这样来想，为什么神让我们遇到一些苦难。
This might give us an idea as to why God would put us through these trials and tests.
将来我们都是要进入他的永恒的天国的。
Because one day we are destined to go into His heavenly kingdom.
他选了我们他也送我们做一些信。去做一些训练。
He has chosen us, and He will send us through some training.
好像这些以色列人，神训练他们达到了标准，然后让他们进迦南地。
Just like these Israelites recorded here, God chose them, God trained them before they could go into the promised land.
那神所让他们受的苦是他们能够承受的。
And the suffering God added upon them is something they can withstand.
他们所做不到的事情，神的恩典会在他们的身上。
And what was impossible for them to reach, the grace of God will carry them through.
所以在受神训练当中，从另一个层面来看，也是不断的更加的在领受神的恩典。
So from a different perspective, while they're undergoing suffering and while they're going through the trials, God's grace was still abundant on them.
你可以想象这些人每天早上起来就从天上降下粮食来给他们。
Imagine this, every day as these people wake up, they will find heavenly manna.
每一天生活在神迹里头。
They live and witness God's miracle every single day.
那第四节说，这四十年来，他们所穿的鞋子没有破，脚也没有肿。
Verse 40 says that in 40 years, their garments did not wear out, their foot did not swell up.
这是何等的事情，他们真的是每天生活在神的恩典里头。
How is that possible? They live in God's power and grace every single day.
但是人总是只是看到这个不好的一面。
Unfortunately, often people only focus on the negative.
因为人总是想要得到自己所想要的。
Often people have their own ideas.
那这个自己所想要的常常不是我们所需要的。
And often our own idea is not necessarily the thing that we need.
那就让自己常常陷入这个苦里头。
And that's why we put ourselves in suffering.
那种不需要去承受的苦。
And we add these burdens upon ourselves unnecessarily.
那甚至只是会让我们得罪神，悖逆神。
And our own idea often will lead us to disobey God.
当时的以色列人有很大部分的人是这种情况。
During that time, the majority of the Israelites were in this category.
哦，但是在他们的当中有加勒，有耶稣亚，啊，他们是敬畏神，全心的在跟从神。
But there were a few among them. For example, Caleb and Joshua, they follow and worship God wholeheartedly.
哦，神也没有把他们个别的分开来。
But yet God did not separate them out.
哦，神也是让他们生活在这。所有的会众里头
Even though they were good, God still put them among the rest of the Israelites.
哦，看起来好像是不公平的。
It may seem that God was unfair to them.
为什么好人也需要去承受这个处罚？
Why would good people suffer punishment along with the bad?
啊，但是这两个人，他们没有埋怨的。跟百姓生活在一起。
But Joshua and Caleb did not complain. They continued to live with their people.
哦，他们知道神并没有亏待他们。
They knew that God did not do them wrong.
哦，啊，真的，这两个人也特别蒙神的纪念。
And indeed, these two people received more blessings from God than others.
哦，如果把他们个别分开来。
Now, had God separated them from others?
啊，或许他们。不会成为那么的美好。
Perhaps their faith would not be end up be to be so beautiful.
哦，所以在一个敬畏神的人身上的每一件事情，都是需要的，都是有意义的。
So to every person who fears God, whatever happened to them would be good and beautiful.
啊，请我们看耶伯记四十二章。
Let's refer back to Job chapter 42.
耶伯记四十二章
，Job chapter 42,
第五节
，verse 5,
第五节，耶伯说：“我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
”verse 5, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes sees you.
第六节，因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
verse 6, therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes.
啊，这是耶伯受苦之后的一个结论。
This is Job's conclusion after he has suffered.
啊，他对神有更进一步的认识。
He now has a better understanding of God.
哦，那种听见跟亲眼看见，那是一个很大的差距。
There's a big difference between having heard and having seen something.
啊，如果没有经过这些事情，啊，耶伯他对神的认识只是停留在听见。
If Job had not gone through his suffering, then he would have only heard of God.
哦，那他回头看，在整个过程里头，他自己的表现。
But now that he finished this test, he turned back and looked upon what his response was.
啊，他说他厌恶自己啊，或者说自己曾经所说过的话，所以呢，他懊悔了。
In verse 6 says that he despised himself or he despised what he has said out of his mouth.
啊，因为在这个过程里头，他讲了很多话。
And he repents now because he realized he has said many wrong things in this process.
他现在回头一看，他实在不需要去讲那些话。
And in retrospect, he knew that his words were unnecessary.
啊，所以啊，我们有话说，有时候保持沉默，那就是宝贵的，像金子一样。
Sometimes people say silence is gold.
啊，有时候我们回头看我们所做过的事情，我们所说过的话，我们会发现说，脸都红了啊，甚至呢低下了头。为什么？我要去讲那些话，做那些事。
Sometimes when we think about the words that we have said in the past, we may feel ashamed.
我们再看耶伯记二十三章。
Let's also refer to Job chapter
32. 23.
Excuse me, verse 23. Job 23.
耶伯记二十三章第十节。
Job 23 verse 10.
第十节，耶伯说：“然而他知道我行的路，他试炼我之后，我必如金金。”
Verse 10, but he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold.
啊，我们人性，我们的意志力啊，真的是很薄弱。
Human will is actually rather fragile.
哦，这个耶伯他也知道，我现在在苦难中。这可能是神在锻炼我。
At this time, Job starting to realize that He may be going suffering because God is testing him.
哦，他也相信说，经过之后，我会变得更完全。
And he also realized that after he goes through this test, he shall be as gold.
哦，他虽然有这样的认识，但是他没有办法保持沉默。
Even though intellectually he understands this process, he could not keep his mouth shut.
哦，所以我们常常知道不等于我们会做到。
So knowing what we're supposed to do does not necessarily equal to doing what we're supposed to do.
这是我们每一个人必须要承认的我们的软弱。
This is a human weakness, after all.
哦，我们要常常为我们这个软弱来求神帮助我们，赦免我们。
We should pray to God and ask God to help us and to forgive us of our weaknesses.
哦，约伯并没有安静的来等候神。
Job did not remain silent and wait for God's help.
哦，因为这个啊，这个二十三章之后呢，他还是说了很多的话。
Because after this realization in chapter 23, he continues to utter many words.
啊，为什么我们会在苦难里头？
Why do we find ourselves in suffering?
啊，第三个原因呢，是我们最不喜欢听见的，最不喜欢人家说的。
The third reason is perhaps something we don't want to admit, we don't want people to say.
啊，就是因为我们的过患，因为我们的罪。
And the third reason is because of the sins that we have transgressed.
啊，虽然我们很排斥这样的说法，但是这也是一个事实。
Even though we want to deny it, it is the fact.
那这也是啊一个大家所啊不愿意啊不愿意去听去讲，但是是一个。一个事实。
Even though this is something no one likes to hear, but it is still true.
我们请看以赛亚书五十九章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 59.
以赛亚书五十九章第一节。
Isaiah 59 verse 1.
旧约八百七十页。
Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1.
主的膀臂便会缩短，不能拯救；耳朵便会花沉，不能听见。
Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear.
第二节，但你的罪孽使你们与神隔绝，你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。
Verse 2, but your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear.
啊，不是神没有听见。没有看见。
It's not because God fails to hear or to listen or to see.
啊，也不是神的爱、神的能力改变了。
And it's not because His love has changed.
啊，第二节很清楚的说，是因为我们的罪孽。
But verse 2 says very clearly, it is because of our sins and our iniquities.
啊，让我们真的好像啊，让我们真的生活在那种神为什么站在远处
？That have caused us to live far away from God.
所以在约伯记里头，当时约伯的三个朋友，他们所想到的也是这一个层面。
And this is exactly why Job's three friends thought that Job had sinned.
虽然他们对约伯所说的不适用在约伯身上，啊，但是那也是一个事实。
Even though the judgment they passed on Job may not be most appropriate, but their understanding of God is still somewhat accurate.
啊，的确，很多时候，人的这个苦难是因为罪、因为过患而有的。
Indeed, sometimes people suffer because they have done wrong.
好，我们来看约伯的朋友他们所说的。
Let's take a look at what some of his friends said.
约伯记第四章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 4.
第四章第七节。
Job chapter 4, verse 7.
请你追想无辜的人有谁灭亡，正直的人在何处被剪除。
Verse 7, remember now, whoever perished being innocent, or where were the upright ever cut off?
第八节，按我所见，跟罪孽的、中毒害的人都照样收割。
Verse 8, even as I have seen, those who plow iniquity and sow trouble reap the same.
一个不改变的真理就是罪的工价就是死。
One unchanging fact and truth is that the wages of sin is death.
所以过患罪这个事情 啊，是我们所排斥的，不愿意去听的啊，但是我们必须要去面对。
Our fault and our sins are something that we often deny, but yet we must face them.
我们再看约伯记八章第三节。
Let's also read Job chapter 8, verse 3.
第三节，神岂能偏离公平？全能者岂能偏离公义？
Verse 3, does God subvert just judgment, or does the Almighty pervert justice?
第四节，或者你的儿女得罪了他，使他们受报应。
Verse 4, if your sons have sinned against him, he has cast them away for their transgression.
啊，有时候我们个别的过患啊，也会影响到我们周遭的人。
Sometimes the sin that we personally commit may result in negative consequences on the people around us.
我们再看约伯记十一章。
Let's also refer to Job chapter 11.
约伯记十一章十三节。
Job chapter 11 verse 13.
十三节，你若将心安正，又向主举手。
If you would prepare your heart and stretch out your hands toward him.
十四节，你手里若有罪孽，就当严严的除掉，不容灰意，住在你的帐篷之中。
Verse 14, if iniquity were in your hand and you put it far away, and would not let wickedness dwell in your tents.
啊，这个他的朋友还是假设啊，约伯一定是犯罪，有什么过患
？So here again, we see Job's friend continues to.Assume and accuse that Job had done something wrong.
那他所建议的呢？啊，是对的。
And his suggestion was correct.
十四节说，如果是有罪孽、有过患的话，就当远离，就当远远的把它除掉。
He suggests that if there were iniquities in Job's hand, he should put it far away.
所以这个传道书里头说到。当我们遭难的日子，我们要思想。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, it says that in the days of trial, we must consider.
如果我们发现我们真的是有过患、有罪，我们要认罪悔改。
If we come to the conclusion that we have done something wrong, then we must repent.
这个过患的确是让我们觉得羞耻。
Yes, we should be embarrassed and be ashamed of the sins that we've committed.
但是可怕的是一个人如果不愿意承认不悔改，那么这个罪就永远在他的身上，在他的身上或生活里。
However, what's worse yet, if a person refuses to admit and repent,then the sin and transgression will be with that person forever.
但是如果我们承认悔改，那么靠着神的怜悯，他赦免我们。
However, if we're willing to profess our sins and repent to God, then through God's mercy and grace, we will be cleansed again.
这个过患总是会带来很多的伤害。
Our sins will bring about much hurt.
伤害我们自己，伤害到别人。
We may hurt ourselves and hurt others.
认罪会带来医治。
But repentance will bring about healing.
我们最后看雅各书第五章。
Finally, let's turn to the book of James, chapter 5.
雅各书第五章。
James chapter 5.
十五节。
James chapter 5, verse 15.
出于信心的祈祷要救那病人，主必叫他起来。他若犯了罪，也必蒙赦免。
Verse 15, chapter 5, verse 15. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. The Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven.
我们不但要为身体有病的人代祷，我们也要为那有过患的人代祷。
Not only should we pray for the sick, we should also pray for the sinners.
十六节。
Verse 16.
所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈祷所花的力量是大有功效的。
Verse 16. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective and fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
我很喜欢十六节这里所说的，你们可以得着医治。
I love what it says in verse 16, that you may be healed.
我们不是只有肉体这个层面，肉体的病痛需要得医治。
We need healing not only in the physical dimension.
其实很多的层面都是有病的，都是需要得医治。
But many of us are sick in the other dimensions, and we need God's healing.
所以十六节对我们来讲是非常的好，非常重要的一个经节。
So verse 16 is actually a very important verse to our faith.
要彼此认罪，互相的代求。
We must confess our trespasses to one another and pray for each other.
因为我们实在是需要得着医治。
So that we may be healed.
我们来唱诗402首。
Let us sing him together number 402.